Hey, it's LaShonda Henry here, creator of Sister Sense, and you're listening to 28 Days of Fire and Focus. For the next couple of days, we are going to focus on your power pages. As you know, at the end of the day, the most important thing that you have outside of your list is your website. Your website is a digital version of you, who you are, and what you do as an entrepreneur. So you want to make sure it is the best it could possibly be. So we're going to talk about power pages, what you should have, how you can tweak them, and you can definitely let me know if there's anything else you want to know so that I can help you grow in the process. All right. So jumping into power pages, the first thing we're going to talk about is the essentials. Well, I should say the first thing we're going to talk about are the essentials. As a web designer, people come to me and they say, okay, well, I need a website. I need you to help me. And I always say, well, it starts with the first five pages. For me, that's your homepage, about page, services page, contact page, and blog. Okay. Now, everybody has their own way of doing things, but honestly, I've been doing enough websites to know those are the first five essential pages. So you want to think about for yourself, one, do you have these pages? And two, how are you formatting the pages? What kind of content are you putting on them? Okay. Now, with respect to the homepage, there are two styles that are very, very popular. One is a business overview. So you'll go to some websites and you'll notice that they have an overview of their business where they're showing some of the portfolio projects that they've done. So they've given you some of those. Maybe they have some circular bullet points showing you their mission or the different services that they offer, some testimonials, maybe a video so that you can take a look and watch and see what they have. They may even just kind of break down some price points or some feedback. What people are saying about their product. So they're using their homepage as really an opportunity to give you an overview of their business and show you exactly what you want so that you can be enticed and excited about purchasing their product. Okay. So that's one way of putting together a homepage. I find that's usually common of small business owners that have particular products and services that they're trying to sell. So they want to put that at the forefront of the business. Okay. Now, for me as an entrepreneur, I personally like going a different route. So instead of giving you kind of like a general business overview of who I am with testimonials and different things like that on my homepage, I like for you to come to my homepage and see what I'm working on now. So when you come to my homepage, you'll see one, a slider rotation at the top of some of my current projects. So it could be an upcoming mastermind, an event, a new e-course that I have, or maybe some of my favorite web tools. You basically get kind of a rotation of what's current with respect to offers and promotions that I want you to see first. Then when you scroll down, you see what's going on in my blog. I am an entrepreneur that believes blogging for business is essential to bringing in new business. So as opposed to kind of having a standard page that doesn't necessarily change very often and promotes the overall business, as an entrepreneur, I like to have a homepage that promotes just you getting to know me, seeing what I'm working on, reading my articles, watching videos, and just kind of utilizing an opportunity to build a relationship with potential customers and existing customers via blogging, which is why blogs are to me important, and I have my blog featured on my homepage. So you can think about for yourself what style of homepage you're looking for, but personally as an entrepreneur, I recommend the latter when you share your current blog posts as well as kind of a rotation of what you're working on. And with respect to your sidebar, you gotta be strategic. So I know there are so many things that you might want to put in there, but really kind of focus on the things you really want people to see first, whether it be a particular video or product or resource links, okay? Now, definitely take a look at Sister Sense to see what I've got featured in my sidebar, and you're certainly welcome to kind of compare it to some of your other favorite experts and professionals so you can come up with a good fit for you. You can also email me, lhenry@sistersense.com, so that we can talk about or even schedule a one-on-one 30-minute clarity call so that we can go into your website. I can review it and provide additional recommendations there. Now, of course, you know, I'm a DIY girl, so I always want to give you resources that you can use just about any time of the day. It could be 3 o'clock in the morning and you're watching or reading some of my resources. So in addition to what I'm saying here, you can pause this audio and take a look at the resources that I've given you. So there are other audios or tutorials tutorials, videos on SistaSense with respect to how you can build your pages. And I want to make sure that you've got those things in addition to the recommendations I share inside of Fire and Focus. Okay, so those are some things that you want to think about as far as your homepage. And then you've got your about page. For me, I'm so big on having a quality about page because, as an entrepreneur, I want to make sure that my potential customers know everything they want to know about me. I get 99.9% of my business online, and I want people to know that I'm credible, that I'm a real person, that I'm authentic, that I'm accessible, that I know what I know so that they're convinced to purchase what I have. All of those things are important. So for me, having a detailed about page is important, what it's all about. So if you go to SistaSense.com and you click on my More tab, you can see I've got an About Me page. Now, when I had fewer tabs, you'll notice that About was one of the first things that you'll see. When I do websites for people and they don't have that many pages, again, usually what you'll see is Home, About, Contact, Services, and Blog right off the bat. Because I have certain pages that I want to put at the forefront of my website, I still want people to know about me, but it's not the first thing that you'll see when you look at my tab. So when you go to SistaSense, you've got to click on that More option, and then you can take a look at my About Me page to see how I've put it together. Now, a couple of things that I want you to think about as far as what you put on your About Me. First thing you'll see is As Seen on Credentials. I believe that brand associations are really important because if somebody values another brand and they see that you're connected to that brand, some of that value will transfer over to you. So I have had the pleasure of being featured in Essence, in Ebony Magazine. I was on UNC TV talking about social media. I've worked with Black Enterprise quite a bit. So some of those As Seen On features are what I have showcased at the minute you go on my About Me page. So you want to think about if you have any media plugs or credibility, that's definitely a great place to put it. Now, I'm going to talk about PR and praise a little bit later, but I definitely want to make sure that now you've got a sense of how you can integrate your media and publicity into your About section. I also like to just be personable. So you'll notice that I don't try to create a sterile, generic corporate About Me. I have it be very personal, very, kind of conversational, because I want to give you a sense of who I am and I want you to be able to hear it in my voice. So you'll see that I say that I'm a web designer. I'm a founder of over 15 websites. I've been online for over 15 years, and I'm giving you a sense of who I am and how long I've been in the business. I also tell you where I've come from. You know, I'm a Brooklyn girl. I'm a techie girl. I went to Brooklyn Tech. I graduated with a degree in computer science from Columbia University. All of those things are important because I resonate with my audience on those different levels. Perfect example of that. One of my favorite people in the world, Kim Coles. She is the well-known TV personality, actress, celebrity Kim Coles, reached out to me on Facebook and we started making a connection. She said, you know what, she was a fan of SistaSense, which is so awesome to have a celebrity be a fan of me. But one of the things I'll never forget, she said to me, she said, you know what, I'm a Brooklyn girl too, and I went to tech. So, you know, having an opportunity to connect with people, you never know who you're going to connect with, but sharing who you are and where you've come from, you'll find that people will connect to you on different levels. Some people connect to me because they like my style. They like the way I look, dress, the way I look, my natural locks. All of these things are subtle, but subconscious and very important because these are the things in which people see and automatically create some kind of connection with you. Now, one of the things that I talk about on my space is that I'm a mommypreneur all day, every day. So mompreneurs always come to me. They look and see how I've been able to build my business and stay at home with my son. It resonates with that working girl, work at home mom. That part of my story allows me to connect to other people who want to work with me because they go, okay, she gets me as an entrepreneur. She knows that I'm a mom. I'm looking to work at home. These are my challenges. She's gone through that experience. So being able to be really transparent parent and talk about not only your media buzz, but your credentials, where you came from, who you are, what you do, why you do what you do. These are all important parts of the process of working on your About Me page. Now, as I mentioned before, you know, you can pause this and definitely take a look at the resources, the different links that I provide in addition to this audio, to other pages, videos, tutorials, things that can help you get a better sense of how to build out your pages. But I definitely want to make sure that you are listening intently to Fire and Focus and really having an opportunity to tweak your pages based on what I'm sharing with you here, okay? So thus far, I talked about some things you can keep in mind as far as your home page and your about page. Let's talk about your services page, a big one, especially for the service professionals out there. My service page, as you'll notice, you can go on the top tab, you'll take a look at more, you'll see the service page. I try to keep it really simple because I don't want to confuse. And as my girl, Sister Sense, Rochelle Shaw, mentor, partner, just kind of love her all day, every day. As Rochelle says, confused buyers don't buy. So I like to keep my service page relatively simple. I'll tell you three things. I provide three ways in which you can work with me. If you want to build a website, that's one. Click here, go to my website services. If you need training on building your business, that's two. Click here and find out how you can get training and mentorship from me inside of the Power Circle. If you need connections, so you need somebody to help you with your branding or somebody to help you get to six figures or somebody help you create systems, then get inside of my Power Circle and I can connect you to the people that can help you take things to the next level. So websites, that's number one. Mentorship, that's number two. Connections, that's number three. Pick one of these three, click that link, and I'll tell you more about that in detail. So I keep the front end of my service page relatively simple so it's not confusing and that people can navigate that page and go to where they need, okay? So you want to consider for yourself what kind of information you have on your service pages. And are you really thinking about the different kinds of people that are specifically reaching out to you? In my case, I know that there are different kinds of people that come to me. Some people need mentorship. Some people need a website. Other people need connections and they need some other experts that are able to help them. And so that's why I've divided my service page as such. You want to think about some things that you need to do and how you can break down your service page to make it really simple and easy for people to navigate. Okay. So about home services. We've talked about those three. One thing you'll notice on my service page, I'll talk about it in a little bit more later, but I'll just say it here so that you can kind of get excited about it now. You'll notice that I have what I like to call a help me video, or rather how I can help you video. So in that video, it's really short. I just kind of introduce myself and just verbally describe what's written there, the three ways that I can help any particular person that comes to the website. I love videos. I love videos for a lot of reasons, one of which is it's an opportunity for me to simulate a face-to-face conversation. So even though the person isn't physically listening to me talk to them about my services, they can watch the video, they can see I'm a real person, they can see me and see how excited I am about working with them, and that'll help as well. You know, some people love to read through the text, other people hate to read, and they would rather hear some audio like you're doing now, or watch a video, which is why I created a really quick how I can help you video on my service page. So this is just an opportunity for you to look and see what works for me, and hopefully that can help you get fired up and focused about how you can power up the pages on your website as well. Okay. Now, home about services, let's talk about your blog. I definitely believe that you should have a blog day because at the end of the day, I'm all about blogging for business. So you want to make sure that you are consistently writing about certain types of topics on an ongoing basis. Now, I'm going to talk about some key categories in a little bit. Not today. We're going to get to it in Fire and Focus. I'm going to talk about some key categories that you should have on your blog. But here are some recommendations I can give you right now. Your blog is a great space to give people a sense of who you are and why you do what you do. So I always share, you know, here I am with my family. Here's a lesson learned. Here are my end of year lessons learned, things that I really love. Here are some things that my favorite things in the whole world as far as web web tools and strategies, or here's a tutorial that I have to share. Information that I value, that I've learned, that I want to share with my community, I consistently post on my blog. I also post what's happening. So whether I'm talking about, well, on SisterSense, I've got this upcoming mastermind, so that's what's on my space, or I've got an event coming up in North Carolina, letting people know what's happening, whether I'm going to be speaking somewhere or I spoke somewhere. Those are some things that you can strategically post on your space. So in addition to information, insights into your interest, you want to keep people a loop as to what you're working on and what you're doing. I also love to use my space as an opportunity to just give people proof. Proof is in the pudding. So I love to be able to share photos and give imagery of what is working in my community. So if I've got a great new CD product, or if I have a picture of a client that's got my SisterSense magazine, or I just did a website for a client and I want to post a visual of the website on the web, on my blog, these are just great opportunities to engage my audience and give them proof that I actually am doing what I'm saying. I'm building websites for people. I'm creating events. I'm doing coaching. Here's my last mastermind. See all the awesome women smiling in the picture? They came out to my event. All opportunities for me to share on my space. So, I mean, I've got a ton of different things that you can do as far as content for your blog. And if you click on blog, you can read the articles. But of course, if you go to goblog.sistersense.com, you can see the different categories that I have there on different things you can do to enhance your blog. I just kind of want you to get started and get a better sense of what is on your blog right now. Are you talking about your interests? Are you talking about the current products and services and events that you have? Are you talking about things that you've recently done? Are you sharing proof, you know, photos of your products or people that are actually working with you? What kind of content is in your blog? Those are some things that I love to write about, and those are some things that you can think about, okay? Then last but not least, your contact page. So I said home, about, services, blog, and of course contact, I should say. At the end of the day, you want to make sure that people can stay connected to you. So on my contact page, I have a couple of things. I do not have a brick and mortar location. If you have one, then you should definitely have your address. There are some themes that also will allow you to put a Google map up there, which is great because then people can directly see the map and find out how to get to your particular location directly on your contact page. You should definitely have some kind of contact form so they can fill that out. Some themes will come with automatic contact forms. If you don't have one, I recommend this great plugin. Remember, as I said to you before, I'm strategically sharing my favorite power plugins with you guys. One of them is Contact Form 7. It's so easy to use and it's a free resource, so you can install it onto your WordPress blog. So again, if you have a brick and mortar location, add your address, add a contact form, so of course people can send you a contact message easily from your website. And then also, you want to make sure that you're integrating some other essentials. So what are they? For me, some other essentials include, obviously, my email, so they know what my email address is. They can use the form, or they can just directly click the email and email me that way. Another thing is a phone number. So back in the day, I would tell people, I'm a typer, not a talker, and I don't want people to call me. So I didn't have a phone number up there, but I actually have a phone number now. So that's another way people can communicate with me. Now, if you're a busy entrepreneur like myself, this particular phone number, it's not a direct line to call me and get on the phone with me right now. That's not possible. You can't do that. If you want to call me, I've got a system for that. You can go to callme.sistersense.com and schedule a consultation. That's how you can directly call me. The number that's on my contact page is actually a voice message number. So you can call me, leave me a message, and then I can get back to you based on what you need. So it's just an opportunity for people to reach out. Now, depending on your budget or the type of business you want to create, you can have a direct line where, you know, they can call you and talk to you or your assistant. You can have a 1-800 line. In this case, I just have a simple voice message system that people can use to call me, leave a message, and then I can get back to them. I also, as you notice, will have that gray tab on my sidebar, and that is SpeakPipe. speakpipe.com, SpeakPipe. It's a plugin. You can use the free service or you can pay for their premium service. And that allows people to, in addition to calling me on the number and leaving a voice message, they can also use just the SpeakPipe tool and send me a voice message as well. So I always recommend that you give people different ways to be able to communicate and connect with you. So if they have questions, they can reach out. As I've mentioned before, having an address, if you have a brick and mortar location, a contact form, if you want them to be able to message you, your email, a number, as well as SpeakPipe. So those are the essential tools that I use on those spaces. Okay. So today we just talked about the five essential pages and some recommendations as far as how you can tweak them to make them better. If you have questions and you'd like to talk to me, again, you can email me at lhenry@sistersense.com. I actually have a complete training that I've done on how to create your pages and information products. And so I've included a link to that training because I'm a visual girl. I love to do webinar training so that you can actually take a look at the webinar trainings outside of Fire and Focus and get a better sense of how I've put these pages together. So again, you can pause this audio, take a look at the resources I've provided with you so that you can find out more information about creating these essential pages, building your website on a budget, as well as creating other pages like landing pages, because we're going to talk about that in just a bit too. So again, if you have any questions, let me know. Make sure that you are sharing your progress with us. Go to facebook.sistersense.com, use that hashtag #PoundFiredUp. Let me know what you've done, what projects and activities you have completed inside Fire and Focus, so that one, I can praise you for all the amazing work that you're doing thus far. I love implementers. But two, if I take a look at what you're doing and I see that there are some ways you can make it better, I can give you even more recommendations in addition to what we're talking about here. So sharing your Pound Fired Up activities on our Facebook group, definitely an extra way to get praise as well as additional recommendations on what you can do next. So, all right, that is it for today inside of 28 Days of Fire and Focus. Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye.